I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
9's beautiful. 9's beautiful. 9's beautiful. It's true. Chopped his hair off and got a mohawk. He looks like a punk ass dude. Like he joined a metal group.
Again with that poor thing.
Yeah.
He looked like he joined a metal group.
Well, we both have a beautiful song about us now, Matt. We got Matt's beautiful from your makeover, and then we got I'm beautiful as well.
Nice.
That's right.
But I do not like Dan and Columbia that you rhymed dude and group, because those don't rhyme. Jerk.
I know he's taking the Jay-Z route where you could just change words to make him sound
right. Don't do that to me. You're going to give me gray hair eventually.
Oh, what is the one?
De Niro.
De Niro.
Who's De Niro?
Wait, I think he just says it that way. He just says it De Niro.
With De Niro.
What's the air? Tribeca. Yeah. Right next to De Niro.
Yeah, you know you're like the most successful rapper around when you're the only one who gets blamed for doing that, and like all of them do it.
That is true.
He just wants to be introduced to some of Beyonce's friends.
Yeah.
De Niro.
Beyonce's. I don't know about that, man.
I do.
After that elevator thing with Jay-Z So Long.
Oh.
Yeah.
Long.
You better be careful.
That's true. It's got to be very tough.
Oh, yeah.
For Jay-Z.
Yeah, it'd be rough, man.
All these concerts and live events and NFL games and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot for him to do.
Oh, counting money. That's got to be difficult to count money.
Right.
I counsel people in my spare time.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm not cussing out a cat, I can counsel people.
Yeah, what happened with the cat? I saw your, you don't have to get into it if you want. There was a personal text message.
Say it real quick, man. I got two funny things. I got all kind of funny things I can tell you.
All right. Cat
turned over a damn box of cat litter. It'd never been an issue, so I didn't like stick it in the garage or in a cabinet or lock it up in a room I don't use or anything like that.
Because
it'd never been a problem. But yeah, sure enough. I got out of the shower, and a 20-pound box of cat litter's flipped over, and there's cat litter all over the damn kitchen floor. I was mad.
Oh. Was it Paige's dog that did this?
No, it was my stupid cat. My awful cat. His evil, awful cat.
Oh, boy.
The love-hate relationship. It's back to not calling. You're not calling her Luna anymore. It's the cat.
Well,
stupid-ass dumb cat.
Well, she has these spurts where she'll be all right for a few days, and then she'll be hell on earth for a few weeks, and then she'll be good
Saturday.
For a day or two. Like, yesterday we were friends because I held her for 30 seconds before she tried to bite and scratch my eyes out. I held her for 30 seconds, petting her before she tried to attack. We're making progress sometimes. Other times, destruction.
So what were you doing? Were you telling her, hey, little cat, fly like a bird, leave.
Fly away.
Fly away, little bird.
This morning I was, yeah. This morning, I'm going to see how far I can throw you out the back door.
Well, what's the counseling thing?
Damn.
Don't throw the cat.
Yeah, I won't, man. That's a joke for one of my buddies who did that one time.
Yeah.
He really did.
Former buddy, you said.
No, yes. we're still friends.
Is that who you're counseling? Please stop abusing pets?
He quit drinking brown liquor, so he don't do stuff like that.
Okay.
He got better. He made progress. I'll forgive. Cat was fine. He just tossed it out the door. He was laying on his feet. It was fine. He didn't like throw it like a football. He just tossed it outside. It's like Fred Flintstone.
I don't want to see a spiral cat spinning through the air.
Like Fred Flintstone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Throw it like Cam Newton. He would have went on somebody's roof.
Yeah. I just can't figure out. The thing that got me is like, why is the cat digging around in the litter box? Like the box of unused cat litter.
Looking for somewhere to doo-doo, probably.
But no, it has a litter box that's clean because I cleaned it out. I emptied it Saturday evening. So like whole new fresh litter.
You have one of those that goes over and cleans it on its own?
No.
It's like a Roomba for cat litters?
Yeah. I had one of those back in the 90s. I'm sure they're better now than they were then. Back then they sucked. I'm sure they're good now, though.
So the cat, you will keep it?
Yeah, I'll keep it for now. All but right. Counseling people.
The counseling thing. There we go.
Man, this is something I was thinking about a couple weeks ago. And I see it occasionally, but then sure enough, over the weekend, I had to talk to a buddy of mine about it. And he was upset about it. I won't say anybody's names here. I'm going to keep this as anonymous as possible.
Oh, that's fun.
For the sake of everybody's pride.
I have to do that all the damn time.
There's nobody any of y'all know that well, if at all. Might have met somebody a time or two. All right. But, one of my buddies is, he's a good dude, single dude. But he was into this girl, right? And he kind of thought she was into him.
Yeah.
And then he didn't move fast enough. She wound up dating somebody else. So he's telling me about this, and I'm looking at him like, man, I'll be 35 in a couple months. I've seen this a bunch of times in my life. When a woman gets ready to, somebody's going to disagree with me, and that's fine, but I'm right.
There she sits.
When a woman gets ready to date, she's going to date somebody within about 35 minutes. So if you don't just jump right on it, you're going to miss your shot. You got to take the shot. As soon as you get an open shot, you got to throw it up there. Because otherwise, if she's ready to date, she's going to be dating somebody by tonight.
Yeah.
You sound like Jerry Tarkanian talking to the boys at UNLV back in the 90s.
See about that towel,
you get a shot, take a shot. Do it right then.
Yeah.
It's because we can't read your freaking minds. Sorry, boys.
Ooh.
You got to communicate.
Some dissent.
That's what the two fingers in the tongue.
But you do agree with me that when a woman's ready to date, she's going to be dating somebody in about 2 hours. She's going to have a boyfriend 2 hours from now. If she decides she's ready to date, she's going to be dating somebody. She's going to have a date at lunch, and then they're going to be married by dinner.
Well, you have to figure out most of the time you have a bunch of people hitting on you, and you just avoid them if you're not going to want to date. And when you're ready to date, then
you pick the first one in your inbox.
No.
Oh.
Inbox.
Yeah, DMs.
Then you go out with the one that you have an attraction towards. So if you think that someone's giving you the wrong message, you're going to go on to someone that gives you the right message.
But I think what Nine is saying is that when a woman, this is what Nine is saying, not what I'm saying, but when a woman decides that she wants a boyfriend, it goes into faster mode. Like if she has said, you know what, I am ready. All my girlfriends, I can't go out on couples nights. I need a boyfriend.
And dudes,
I'm going to find a boyfriend. I'm not saying this myself. Don't use this on any future broadcast. Me saying that I need a boyfriend.
And a lot of dudes I know, especially like good dudes, like good people dudes, they tend to be a little more tentative about getting something started like that. Not that they're scared of it. They just, feel it out, test it out. But no, you got to jump around, dive head first, man.
Mm. Yeah. I've known people that are never really single. Like they're on to the next one pretty quick. So that's Jay-Z not me. That's too? Not me. I'd rather just, be single for a while.
But it's interesting to me, and it's something that, as a man, we can't really identify with. But Paige made the point that, you have so many people hitting on you, which has got to suck. Like, you can't talk. You can't just go out and hang out because people are going to hit on you anytime you go anywhere.
It's very tough for
me. And the thing is, you may go out with somebody, and they may think it's great, and then that you may be going towards that because men can't tell you how they feel or if they're
that's twice now.
Well, men can, boys can't. Get that straight. Well, men can tell you how they feel.
They don't know.
Cannot.
I mean, you can't read them.
Have you dealt with some guys, Paige, that you just couldn't get a read on and you couldn't?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, don't date dudes who never had therapy then, because, that's what that is. They're blocked off.
You date people and then you don't hear from them and then they'll call you like couple days later, and then if you don't hear from somebody, because guys say, well, if I call her immediately or whatever, she's going to think that I'm a wuss, and I'm going to put her off for 3 days. But if
that's their buddies getting in their heads is what that is.
So you're in waiting movies. 3 days, and then meanwhile, you have other people going, hey, you want to do this? And we're not necessarily looking for a boyfriend, but you don't want to sit home all the time.
But what's it like? What's it like to have a pool? What's it like to have a like all the time? 24/7, anytime you have a pool of dudes who want to date you, and every woman has this.
Asking me or Paige?
I'm asking Paige because every woman has this. I don't know about dudes; not many dudes have that. But every woman has a pool of dudes anytime, just ready to marry them right now.
Straight to the deep end.
Well, I don't know about marrying you, but I'll go to my psychiatrist, and that would be Fat Boy.
Oh my God!
Because
I see it all, man. If you send Paige something. You're like, okay, nobody else is going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Old boy's going to see it.
Oh,
I see them all. I saw the last couple.
Yeah.
She gets stuff all the time. So I guess you got to wade through all that stuff, too.
And Fatboy asked me the question, do you ever communicate with these people? And I go, no, I just accept their friendship, and then automatically it starts.
I thought you didn't accept new friends on Facebook.
Well, I have some. Like, I have, like, 20 more that I can accept because I've deleted some.
Oh, I see.
So if there are people that I think that are, you know, around this area, nice people, then I want to be friends with them. But I don't want what I had recently.
You think these women are like the chick from Harold and Kumar that says, somebody's going to blank me tonight?
Well, I mean, that's the reality of it. If you want to, you will.
If you want to, you will.
And now in the era of social media, every woman has a pool of men who are after them hard at all times.
Well, it might take a pill, but eventually they'll get there.
But you know what? Yeah, I mean, that's where we're unequal. Is that. But also, it's I mean, it's got to suck to be a woman because everybody wants to blank you all the time. And like, sure, that's fun, but there's a dark downside to that. It wouldn't be no fun.
Because it gets gross.
It stays gross.
It gets really gross. And do you want to go out with someone that you don't like, then he's just looking for someone to bang for the night?
Yeah, you described every man.
Yeah, well, go on with your bad stuff.
But. Jimmy, has this happened to you? Have you spoke to, because what did this came up, this conversation?
Oh, yeah, it's a theory I've developed from experience.
Yeah.
Because, again, you know, put your toes in the water first.
Fingers.
Either way. That's just kind of how it is. That's just how it is with me. And I'm not going to change that because that's how I want to do things.
Right.
I'm not going to go faster about anything than I care to do. But, yeah, I mean, you'll see it happen from time to time. And I ain't no big loss in the end, but
it's
what happens.
Even if you know, like... And I know you never truly know, but even if you know, like, yeah, this is when it's going to work out, you're going to still pace yourself.
Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah. Smart to do.
Well, you should, right?
But at the same time, though.
I'm not terminally ill that I know of.
No, that you know of. That I know of.
Yeah.
That you know. Do you know?
Okay. Do you know?
I don't.
No.
I think that what this does, though, it's more that thing of, like, it makes dudes, when guys hear things like this, it the message is act fast, like do it fast.
Yeah,
do it fast, or she's going to get away.
Yeah,
used to it was the, in the old days. It was fancy. Be nice to the gentleman, and they'll be nice to you.
Yeah.
And now it's the opposite.
Yeah, it is. It's just interesting, man. I like it. Again, it's that people watching thing. But when you're not just watching them and you're also talking to them, you figure out a lot of things.
Yeah.
You get to see a lot of interesting things, a lot of interesting sides of how life is in 2019.
Psychoanalyst Paige, what does she want?
She has no idea.
Really?
That might be a good point. Because you got a couple stud misses. But, you know, you passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, I can't.
She wants to see her face before she sees her ding-a-ling.
If I'm going to psychoanalyze her, I don't know if I can figure out what she wants.
What does Paige want?
I'm not looking for anything that I've had before, obviously, and that's what people think, that I'm trying to get something like I've had before. And
yeah.
You just want somebody to be themselves and to be happy with and confident within themselves and have a good relationship.
I don't know if she has a riding hood or not, but P1 Lil Red is on line one. She's a lady. Good morning, Lil Red.
Good morning.
Hey, so you want to comment on this. What are your thoughts? Is Jimmy right? Is Paige right? Who's wrong?
We kind of agreed.
I honestly, like, Nine's right. Like, I'm 29 years old, and it's literally, every time I turn around, it's someone, like, either hitting on you or sending you pictures like Paige gets, and it's gotten to the point where it's absolutely ridiculous. I've been in a relationship for 3 years. And now, out of nowhere, like a year after I was with the guy I'm with now, guys that I used to talk to back in high school, they're like, oh, I've had this crush on you for 4 or 5 years. Let's get together. Let's go to dinner. And I'm like, where were y'all years ago? Now it's all of a sudden y'all want something to do with me. And it's always more than one guy. Always.
Do you look the same as you did when you were dating them? Like, did you have any... Did you get a mohawk and suddenly you're cuter?
No, back in high school, I was not like I am now.
What does that mean?
Hot back then?
I do have piercings now and tattoos now, but back then I was a little awkward.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. So now they're saying, oh, look at her. She has her boobs out all the time on social media. She's looking for a man. And you're like, no, I don't.
I actually don't. I'm actually very conservative on how I look. Yeah. And
same.
For some reason, it's, you know, guys from back then. They want to all of a sudden. And I don't think it's even relationships. I think it's just hookups at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's hookup culture, definitely. It's definitely hookup culture.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry you're having to deal with this, Lil Red.
It's Chris.
It is Chris. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Yeah.
You too.
That does have to be weird.
Yeah.
Because you never truly know, like, oh, if they're really into you or not. Mm-hmm. Paige, you have a rule on giving it up?
I want to be able to enjoy it and want them. And until that happens, no.
I see.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Do you have a rule on giving it up, Matt, man?
No.
When you were single, did you have a rule on giving it up?
I charged for it.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Never. If you give to one, you have to give them to everyone.
Don't give it away when you can sell it. Is that what you think?
Well, that's what Anthony Kiedis was saying, but it's like, no. Right? No. I take square.
Yeah.
I'll take it right here.
You do have a square reader.
Thank you.
And it's attached.
It is. Jimmy Jack Jackie.
Yeah, man.
Enough talk about relationships and who's going to pull the trigger first. What is going on in the world of your best damn audio?
Man, I have a South Carolina politician who's making waves and just an army of cute kids here.
An army of cute kids.
Yeah.
Right, you had me at army. I love wartime.
It's going to be a cute Monday BDA.
All right, we'll get into that next. Nine's best damn audio, the NBDA on TRG right after this. Morning.
Your phone is a radio.
I listen on the radio.com app.
Get the Rise Guys daily podcast and so much more.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
Yes, yes.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The planet rocks.
Hey, yo, hello. You ready to catch a contact? Well, then grab some Visine and let's do this. It's now time for Nine's best damn audio. Yo, Nine, it is better.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now exhale.
Oh, yeah.
Wussy.
Whoa, you might not hit it so hard with the allergies you have going on.
No way in hell.
You're going to have zero rest. Come out here and clean these ducts.
I'm telling you, man, it happens when I get here and nowhere else.
They got to clean your lungs out.
Why does it only happen here in this building, though? It don't happen anywhere else. Maybe I'm allergic to working here.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, right? It's like something in here ain't right.
Mm-hmm. I think it happens in my house if you ever get out that way.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about it.
I'll go stand outside and see if it helps.
It won't.
I have hay fever. Maybe you got it from me.
It's always here. See, and it's happening again right now. I just had a cough drop so this wouldn't happen, and the cough drop made it worse.
You should have bought a lozenge.
We need to get the ducts clean.
Uh-huh. I had a Ricola, man. It's supposed to be good.
It's the best commercial.
Yeah. Anyway, did you guys hear about the they're building a Hard Rock Hotel in New Orleans and it collapsed the other day? A couple people died and there's a couple people missing.
The first place I saw it was Derek Lewis had it on Instagram. And the comment was, they're not okay.
Yeah, some people weren't. Somebody got a video of it. Somebody who was on a trolley who was evacuated onto the street. But he got a video of it happening. He can go ahead and play it.
Get to the back.
Yeah, don't inhale that.
You all right in that bin, man? There ain't got nobody in that truck.
Hey, get back,
sir. What's up?
Holy. Once you have that tower crane, can come down anytime. That thing's leaning. Any one of those could go down.
They're hollering up there, man. The dudes up there hollering, man. They need help.
Imagine. I've never seen anything like that happen. A large scale accident, nothing like that.
Not an accident. I've seen, like, at first, when I saw the video, it was on mute. And I thought, oh, they're demolishing a building or whatever. And then, man.
They're still building it.
Some out of Hollywood.
Yeah. And then everybody gets to be a structural engineer.
Yeah.
I saw the after. I didn't see it happen. But do you have to.
I didn't see it live, no.
You got to take it down completely, right, and start over.
Yeah.
I think it's also, like, man, I mean, that can't be good, solid ground down there, can it? New Orleans?
Well, they bury people above ground because they can't bury them in the ground.
I know, because it's all still, like, mush.
It's below sea level. It's hard to build below sea level, man.
Yeah.
You got to have modern technology to build below sea level, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though they've been building there for hundreds of years.
That's where I like to keep my face.
I'm telling you, it started as soon as I came back into the studio.
Yeah. You want to do it from the from outside? Do the rest of the show from outside?
I'd love to right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a politician from South Carolina. Okay. He's a cop, Collinson County Sheriff's Department, named Craig Stivender. He's running for sheriff, though. And he launched his campaign by doing something interesting that I love. He put out a video where he starts listing off his flaws, including one that's big time scandal the last few years in America.
I'm not perfect, and I wish I can change a thing or two. As a 16-year-old, I received a ticket for not having my driver's license in my possession. I've been married, divorced, and remarried. I've lost my temper and been reprimanded at work. I've been in fender benders that were my fault. And about 10 years ago, as a young police officer, I attended a law enforcement Halloween party dressed as ruthless drug kingpin Big Meech Flannery. Today, we understand that type of costume is troubling to many.
I can't see this guy.
He's running for office, and his campaign ad talks about the time he wore blackface on Halloween. I mean, you gotta say it before they do, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
You're going to run for office.
He's probably run through the house with a pickle in his mouth, too.
Yeah, and in the creek.
He probably got caught shaving, all kind of stuff. Yeah. He was supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah. Own it before you get exposed.
Own who you are. Mm-hmm. Nobody running for Senate ever will. But, you know, lower level offices, you can be honest.
Oh, yeah.
He does not look like how I expected him to look.
What does that mean?
I thought he looked kind of, you know, I don't know, would have nice hair, a real skinny guy that might button up all his buttons and, you know, move your hand sideways like that.
Yeah. He looks like anybody you'd imagine being a Collinson County deputy.
He looks like a hard ass.
Well, yeah, he's. I mean, you know, probably ain't easy being a Collinson County Sheriff's deputy.
But you hear that voice, you're like, hey, I might vote for somebody else.
He sounds like Todd Chrisley.
Did you expect Lindsey Graham when you looked him up?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Something a little like that. I know what you mean.
I have six words for you. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Rainbow belt.
Changes belt.
You guys like kids, right?
Yeah.
Good, because I got multiple clips of kids. We're going to start out in Texas with a 10-year-old young man. Definitely a man. He's a football player. He gave a pregame speech to his teammates. This kid's pretty awesome, man. You're going to try to adopt him or kidnap him or something after you hear this.
Hmm. Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determined to the game. Now, not say be one person, be you, but also have passion. Be determined. Be a maverick. And when we get on that field, let's show the Cisco Lobos how to be a maverick. Let's show that we can beat them on their home field, on our home field. We can beat them anywhere. We can go to New England, for goodness sake, play in the snow, and still beat them.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I got to hear him do the Rex Ryan speech first.
The best thing was, if you can play the beginning of that again, he says, be determinated. So I think he might be related to George W. Bush.
Get angry. I want to see all of you do that. Because if you do that, you're determinated to the game.
You got to watch out for that.
I think it's a good thing in that.
The Tuma.
I think it's determinated.
Right.
Determinated.
That means you would you'd be fired.
Yeah. Yeah. As, in fact, not George W. Bush's unfired, nephew, to my knowledge.
You'd be unfired if you were determinated.
Determinated, yeah.
Means you're hired back.
Yep. Congratulations. You're determinated.
That motivational screaming, though, man. I went to a I went to participate, but I was late, so I didn't get to participate in the 5K at the Cleveland Park several months ago. But
that sucks.
One of our great sponsors, the Horror Group, was sponsoring it, and I was there. And the Horror Group's employees is a girl named Kayla. And Kayla was sitting there screaming at everybody so motivationally coming across the finish line. And, you know, you get toward the end, like, you just wore out. I wish I had audio. Man, she was so good at, like, come on, man, you can do it. You're 50 feet away.
Maybe she was like, I need water, I'm going to die.
No, she'd already finished. She was good.
That's great. Good. See, I mean, wouldn't it be better, though, if you're doing that kind of, like, motivational screaming, like, halfway? Instead of, because when you can see the finish line, you're good to make it that far. So being able to see the finish is like, okay, I'm good. I can make it that much further. But when you can't see the finish line yet, that's what you need somebody screaming at you to keep you going.
I've been in a walk run before, more walk than run, to be honest with you. And when you get to the end, you get like baby deer legs, man, and you can't like control them. And, you know, you start walking like Forrest when they took the braces off.
Yeah.
Did you have a cup of coffee and somebody mistook it for a water? And one of the runners grabbed and
poured it on their face. They're actually suing McDonald's because of that.
Well, that coffee was 200 degrees, man.
It was 200
degrees.
Come on, man.
Come on. Third-degree burns, man.
No. Your face is my case.
I did take one of Kaler's water bottles and pour it on my head so people would thought I finished the race.
No, good. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want him to say, why is he so fresh looking like he finished?
What's he doing? Why does he think he's Triple H? We got more kids for you, man.
Fun run. Are you kidding me? It doesn't rhyme well.
No. Fun run. I mean, it rhymes, but you
know. But it is not fun.
Those two things don't go together. Fun and run.
Dumb run don't rhyme, but it sounds good.
It does.
Yeah, well, Dan and Columbia and Jay-Z would make it work. An 8-year-old girl, man, this is funny. This is an 8-year-old girl. She's very upset. It's something she and her mom have been talking about, what she wants to do when she grows up. And the conversation upset this particular 8-year-old girl because she doesn't know where to find something that she, as an 8-year-old girl, thinks is essential to life.
You don't know where to find what?
I just don't know
what?
I just don't know where to find a husband.
A what?
A husband.
A husband?
I just don't know where to find one.
But you don't need a husband to be happy.
Because I don't want to be alone.
You don't want to be alone?
No.
You won't be alone, okay? Husband or not, okay?
What the hell is that kid watching on television?
Dude, he's listening to Mama talk on the front porch.
I mean, what is that? Like, Mom's doing a great job there. Like, you don't need a husband to be happy. Like, Mom's doing great. So I'm wondering what in the hell is the kid watching on TV? Where it's these some kind of like old cliche shows or soap operas or something?
Grandma watches Days of Our Lives.
Oh yeah. It probably is Grandma. You're right. That'd be like the older generation way of thinking. Yeah, you go, Matt, man.
But it's where's Dad? And where's Dad is that why Mom is always talking about this, thinking the little girl's not paying attention. There's nothing the kid's watching or is aware of that would make her feel that way.
Well, the only place I've ever seen that kind of talk is in, well, old Southern people and
church.
And church and TV.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was in the TV shows I was watching when I was 8. That was mainly R-rated horror movies.
It's true. At church, if a woman was like past 40 and never married, like she would be known as an old maid.
Yeah. Now crazy cat lady.
Crazy cat lady now is what they call it.
That's the new thing for old maid, crazy cat lady. You don't have to have a cat to be a crazy cat lady.
Mm-mm.
It's got to be like,
look like it.
Never married and well into your 30s or approaching 40.
Look like you would complain at a restaurant.
Yeah. Not even that, man. Oh. Every woman who's got the Karen haircut, they got families.
It's Karen.
They're all
Karen.
Married to some beaten down dude.
And it's Karen.
They got kids. His names all end in Aiden.
You're right. I didn't see any TV shows I watched.
You don't see what?
That you just didn't see it. You know?
Yeah. There were certain shows back when we were kids that would broach these subjects. Not like that, though. Like, I remember when Arnold got touched by the bicycle shop owner on Different Strokes inappropriately. That was a thing.
They didn't show it. I missed it.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah. It was something. They would deal with that from time to time. Like on Silver Spoons. Remember Alfonso Ribeiro was thinking about weed that time.
Oh yeah, was that his first nude scene, Willis?
Mm-mm. No, Willis wasn't in it. It was Arnold. Well, you know how to bring down a conversation.
That was before my time, really.
Different Strokes.
Yeah. Oh,
you guys keep going, man. I'm reading the text messages.
He was an old white man that was worth a lot of money that adopted two black kids.
Yeah,
and he rolled them in town in his limousine.
Mm-hmm. You remember?
It'd be tough to remake now.
He married Dixie Carter.
Yeah.
From wrestling?
No, of designing women fame.
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead.
By the way, text messages today, carolinavapormail.com, text line 72341.
Yeah.
Look, we know it's foggy and kind of dreary and gray and the sun came up late. You ain't the only one pissed off.
Oh.
They're all mad,
what are they mad
about? Dude. Evil. They hate all of us.
Oh,
they're just bent, dude, and they're listening to us so it gets taken out on us, which better us than your friends and family.
Come on, doesn't everybody get off work at 10 o'clock?
So go ahead and yell at us via text before your boss fires you in 2 hours.
Damn.
Don't take it to work, what I'm saying.
Right. No, that's true. 864-241-4318, the FOF line, if you want to go off on 9, what he just said.
Y'all so mad, just go ahead and call me on the FOF line. Give me hell.
That's right.
Don't get fired. Anyway, I have one more clip. This is an evil little girl. It's an adorable little girl. She stole her big sister's phone, and she got caught. And then the evil comes out.
Sophia!
Dad?
Did you take my phone?
No.
Get it!
Oh my goodness.
Whoa.
That's like when Gage comes back in Pet Cemetery level evil.
It's like Jeepers Creepers laugh.
Original Pepsi. I'd run away, man. I'd run, run away quick.
It's like you take your pants off in front of your girlfriend. She says she won't laugh.
It's got like a tinge of Donald Duck laugh on it.
Yeah, it does.
Goodness.
Lord. That's like when you tell somebody I broke the law, you swear you won't tell anybody.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
Was that Moose and that was you when you were a baby? It had a little bit of a nine laugh on it, too.
No, no. I was way more Southern as a child. So was my mama.
Yeah, true. Couldn't have afforded those recording devices.
Yeah, that's true. That's all I got, man. Cute kid day on the Nine's Best Damn Audio.
I loved it. Thank was that you. Your best damn audio?
Yeah, it was.
All right, it was. We'll get into some headlines with Paige right after this. Yo, quit being all, what'd you say, bent?
Bent, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't be bent.
Other 90s slang words.
Yeah, don't be turnt.
I thought bent was good. Like, you know, I'm bent, man. I'm high.
That's faded,
that's
right?
That's lit. Okay. All right, we'll take a break. More Rise Guys right after this. We're picking up the
Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big old hoo-has.
All right, well, let me ask you a question. If you had the opportunity, would you do this? Would you rather work 4 10-hour days than 5 8-hour days in a week? What would you like to do?
I've done them both.
It depends on what the job. Yeah, so you've done them both. What do you mean you've done them both?
I've had jobs to where the schedule shifted. It was 5 8s and then it went to 4 10s, and that was a lot better.
Were any of the 4s ever weekends?
No. It was okay. Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, and you had, okay, yes.
That's pretty sweet.
Ooh. What would that mean with our hours? Like, if we did, my previous idea was for us to do 4 or 5 hour shows a day.
Yeah, dude.
And have Fridays off. Mm-hmm. And all I got back was the LOL and the email.
So if this becomes like the normal thing, everybody does 4 10s, and then you get a 3-day weekend, especially if it's Monday through Thursday, and everybody's off on Friday, that means we'll only work 4 days a week.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We won't have to work an extra 2 hours a day like everybody else. So that's a win for us. That lets us kind of game the system.
All right, I'm behind it.
Me too. I'm 100% down with this.
Whose platform is this running for president?
Well, according to a recent study, the 4-day work week is becoming a serious trend in the corporate world.
That would win the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And if you made that a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd vote twice.
But in our, you know, not regulating business kind of government, no.
Everybody would be picketing and going on strike then.
Can't regulate business.
But here's the thing. On Thursday, when you're trying to make that Friday deadline, you'd probably work an 11-hour day.
And then casual Thursday would be a thing, which means people would only work. They don't work on Monday, so you only get 2 days a week.
That'd be good.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays would be your only workforce.
Yeah.
Because nobody does anything on Mondays.
Well, nobody does anything on Fridays, definitely. No. It's kind of out already. Waste. We're already just wasting time and electricity being here on Fridays.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, downstairs. It's Columbus here. Day. Why are we here?
I know. We should all be with the banks.
Right?
Oh, man. I got a buddy of mine who's on this big Save Columbus Day thing right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll sign.
Who is it?
It's a dude you know.
Oh, okay. I thought you were setting up a joke.
Yeah, because some places are changing it like Indigenous Peoples Day. Uh-huh. Because, you know, like now that we know like kind of the truth of Columbus and what he did, he didn't really do anything.
So he didn't even know where the hell he was.
He was lost, all right?
I love Italians. He shouldn't be here today.
So what is it looking Italian, like? So. You know, maybe this might be an election issue. I doubt it. But according to the study, 27% of the companies now offer their employees the option of the 10-hour work week.
Columbus was Italian, but Portugal sent him here.
Paige,
yes,
ignore what Nine said.
So, I mean, if it becomes the norm, I would be game for it, as long as I don't have an extra long Thursday where I'm working 11 or 12 just trying to make it so I can be off on
Plus,
Friday.
Thursday would suck for working women who went out and drank the night before.
Oh, yeah, because you'd have that very long day.
But when you go out on Thursday night, you'd have all the fun you'd have on Friday night.
Oh, boy.
But then Thursday would be the new Friday.
Yeah.
Saturday would be the Sunday.
And Friday'd be Saturday, and Saturday'd be Saturday.
Yeah. That was part of my reason for being Baptist was, you imagine being a Seventh-day Adventist? You had to go on Saturdays?
I thought you just like to go outside in the rain.
Mm. Mormons go for 6 hours at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
They only go twice a month, though.
Yeah. Dude, my neighbor, Mr. Haygood, he leaves for church every Sunday at 9:30 on the dot. Every Sunday morning, 9:30, he's in the van going to church. He gets back 12 hours later.
We got room in the van if you want to get saved, man.
Did he ever offer you to go with him?
Plenty of times. Plenty of times. But I'm like, man, I don't want to leave at 9:30 and get back like 9:30 tonight.
What you got on the menu in the fellowship hall?
There got to be some good eating going on somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring me back unleavened. A plate. You ever had a big sandwich with unleavened bread? It's
no.
Really good.
Oh, God.
Shots of Welch's grape. It's amazing. It's like charcuterie, but it's blessed.
Oh, lots of cheese. I like that.
Charcuterie?
Right. Yeah. All right. So Elton John, he's going to release his next memoir. It's called Me, and he's got some pretty outrageous things in this new book that he's coming out with. He claims that Michael Jackson lost his marbles when he got older. And this is the quote that he's saying. He was genuinely mentally ill, a disturbing person to be around. For whatever reason, he couldn't seem to cope with adult company at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we know that now. I think we see that. I said that the other day, how many people used to be like, or still are, the butt of the joke, or, ha, you know, it was Gary Busey.
Oh, God.
Like, he's on cameos on reality shows and stuff. And, like, the guy's mentally ill. It's not a bit.
Yeah.
But yet, it's like, get out there, clown. Make us laugh.
Yeah. It's kind of how the world works.
And Elton alleges in his book, he says, I'd known Michael since he was 13 or 14. He was the most adorable kid you could imagine. But at some point in the intervening years, he started sequestering himself away from the world and away from reality the way Elvis Presley did.
So nobody's going to be able to refute it, right? Like, because he's got some credibility with it. I mean, it's damn Elton John. I'm sure they were good buddies.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Like, his family wouldn't come out. Michael Jackson's family wouldn't say, well, this is all lies. It's not true.
Ain't a word of this the truth, man.
Because, you know, that's usually the first move.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's what gets me, man, is anytime you bring up Michael Jackson, everybody starts listening to what you're saying. Like, yeah. People are from...
Well, let's do it more then, if that works.
Right. People who are gonna from our generation, if there's a Michael Jackson story in the news, everybody's just on it. You know, they want to hear about people. Just even if people don't like Michael, they want to hear about Michael. That's how you know you're a big deal.
But here's the ironic thing: LaToya Jackson, she started speaking out against her brother, and she was, you know, made to seem like she was crazy and evil.
Yeah.
But why? How come people didn't listen back then instead of letting all this go on for years?
But what would you have done? You would have had him committed.
Yeah,
that's.
I mean, I don't know what do you do.
Yeah, LaToya Jackson was saying it and things like. And I mean, I'm sure she said it privately as well. But when it became public thing, people didn't understand like mental illness. Yeah. And we still don't. It's still such a stigma. But think about how much less we understood it 30 years ago when she started that.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, she's apparently pretty bright and smart and understood some stuff before a lot of the rest of the world did. Good for you, LaToya.
Yeah, I don't know if she got naked in a magazine.
Yeah, so. Biggins.
With a snake,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
With Jake.
All right, then. Rise Guys Headline Style by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys Headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. Michael Jackson.
You got a pound tag it, too.
Yep.
All right. I screwed up again. Damn.
What happened?
Well, I wrote down my picks, obviously. I have Fat Boy's picks.
Yeah.
Last week, I neglected to write down everybody else's picks. So I know how 50% of the room did. I don't know how the other 50% did. So that means that's 50-50, right?
As a clear-cut loser.
Yeah.
Can you be 100% bisexual?
We'll talk about that.
All right, more on that later. We'll recap our picks. It was week 6. We're in week 7. We'll find out who's the big loser right after this. Morning, everybody.
Don't tell me.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Summer.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.